Send him in. Thank you, Lisa. That'll be all. You can go. Happy holidays. Welcome. How is our hardest working employee doing this evening? Are you all prepared for Christmas tomorrow? I see. No plans, huh? I figured that might be the case, and honestly, you might have the right idea there. My plans? Well, yes, I do have some options. Tomorrow after work, I could go home, order some nice takeout, and enjoy some peace and quiet. Or I could visit my parents just in time for my family's usual get-together, and it would be a lot of fun. Until I arrive. Then all of a sudden the conversation will shift to everyone interrogating me as to why I'm not married yet. That's not me being egocentric, by the way. That's just how it's been every Christmas for the past 5 years. That's right, I said after work. Sometimes when you're the boss, you can choose your own hours. But sometimes, especially in my case, the job chooses for me. Based on workload volume. And the simple fact that no one will be here to distract me. I usually enjoy spending Christmas in the office. It's the perfect time to settle some matters. Either way, going home tonight would be such a hassle with holiday traffic, so I'm spending the night. Probably going to get started on tomorrow's work. That's where you come in. I called you in here because I had a proposition for you. Since you just so happen to have no plans, I want to invite you to spend your time with me. Overtime? Yes, something like that. Of course, you can decline if you want to, and even if you accept, you can leave whenever you want. This is just, well, call it selfishness. I don't mind being alone during the day, but at night I'm used to being with... No, not my boyfriend. If I had one, those family talks would be much less frustrating. No, I have a couple pets at home who know how much I love to be cuddled. So, I never feel alone there. Don't look so grossed out. Is it so wrong for your boss to enjoy cuddling with her pets? Sorry, was that too much information? Certainly hope not. You asked about my boyfriend first, remember? No apology necessary. I'm the one being rude here. Because I'm essentially asking you to take their place while I try to get some work done. Even so, I have to ask, are you willing to accept this arrangement? Just for tonight? You know, I've been preparing to ask you this for a while, since you seem to be the only suitable candidate. But still, I didn't really think you'd agree to this. I thank you, and the company thanks you. And, like I said, you can leave whenever you want. That's great. In that case, let's go over here. I'm guessing you've never seen this room next to my office. It's kind of like a living space. A more relaxed atmosphere helps my productivity. Here, have a seat on this couch. It's very comfy. I made sure of that. The laptop on this desk has most of my work files, so I can take care of everything from the comfort of this couch. I wish I could use it all day instead of my office chairs. No way. I can't put this couch in my main office. If everyone saw it, they'd start to want one too. Workspaces aren't supposed to be comfy. Everyone will just fall asleep at their desk. Like, I probably will tonight, since it's just so relaxing. Speaking of, it looks like you could use some relaxation. You've been fidgeting non-stop since you sat down. Here. Lay down. Rest your head on my lap. That should help you calm down. Eventually. No need to be shy, but I'm also not forcing you. I just think you could use this. Not to be offensive or imply lack of experience, but have you ever received a lap pillow before? You don't have to sound so ashamed. Getting a lap pillow from your mother is a sign of her love. It's nothing to feel embarrassed about. Did you enjoy it when she did it? That's good. And I think it's all the more reason to accept my offer. Come on. Lay down. Good. Very good. I'm sure you'll be nervous for a little bit in this situation. But you'll get over it before you know it. Now, I can get to work. How rude of me. I forgot to get you anything. Do you want some tea? Are you sure? I don't want your throat to dry up. Good choice. But getting up to get more is such a pain. Oh, I've got it. Here, just sit up a little bit. Good. Now I can... What? No, I'm not feeding you like a baby. That's... Okay. I can see why you would say that, but you're wrong. Okay? Just drink up. See? Everything is much easier when you don't think about it too hard and just let it happen. You can lay your head back down now. should I do about this? Really work. If I do this, then no, the budget won't allow it. But maybe I could. No, we've already tried that. I'll have to call to confirm. What time zone are they in again? Guess it can wait. Oh, I'm so sorry about that. Even in this situation, I shouldn't just touch your head without permission. I'll keep my hands to myself from now on. Really? You're sure you don't mind? That's really helpful, actually. It's just one of my habits. When I'm having trouble figuring something out, before I know it, I'm stroking the fur of one of my pets. You're a real lifesaver. Now I can figure this stuff out. According to our latest business model, these projections could work in our favor. We could consolidate some unused assets. Should keep us well in the black this quarter. Just gotta draft this up and send it to the partners. And send. That should be enough. Now I just need to. Oh, what was I doing? Why can't I feel my Oh my goodness. Are you okay down there? I didn't suffocate you or anything. Oh, that is a relief. We have accidents insurance, but not sure if it covers being smothered by your boss after she fell asleep with you on her lap. It would make a great headline, though. You still need to get home, right? Oh, what time is it anyway? Just after midnight. So, it's Christmas? Well, in that case, Merry Christmas. Now I'm definitely awake. What's wrong? Was that such a surprise? You mean you really didn't notice this mistletoe sweater I had on all day? In this position, you're under it, so. I mean, you can't blame me. Those are the rules. Did I make you uncomfortable? I see, but you don't want me to stop either, do you? Thank you for being honest. I'm sorry that I don't have any real presents to offer you. I hope this is enough for now. It is? Perfect. You know, I think I figured out the perfect way for you to spend your Christmas. And if it works out, maybe you won't have to worry about the other holidays either. What do you say? You want to give it a try? With me?